Today's shiur will be beginning Bava Basra, Daf Ahei Omen Aleph. Before we begin the shiur, we recommend your printing out the Daf Gemara, and even better, ordering your volume of the Shas Ozer, pre-marked Gemara edition. As we've noted in the earlier shiurim, in other words, the last two Daf, we're in the middle, in fact, the last third of a three-daf sequence of agodas, of agoda passages, featuring primarily Rabbi Bar Chana, but as we've seen, we've left him and continue with other amazing stories. And we've mentioned in our previous shiurim, but for the benefit of those who are tuning in for the first time today, these passages require deep understanding as provided by well-known commentaries, first and foremost the Marsha and the Vilna Gaon, who has written a separate a volume concerning these particular agodas. The Marsha in his commentary says that even though one cannot dismiss the simple reading and understanding of these Gemaras, nevertheless, the reason that they're presented here is not to relate the very simple meaning, but rather to convey through parable form a deeper message. On the other hand, the Rashbam, who commented at the very beginning of this Agoda section, explained that they appear here in order to increase our sense of awe of the Bria, of the creation. And if that be the case, it could very well be that the Rashbam wants you to understand at least some of these passages on a quite a literal level. Because if you see it on the literal level, you'll see amazingly large creatures or unusual astronomical events, and as a result of that, gain a sense of awe and wonder concerning the creation. In our marking system, and once again for people who are tuning in for the first time, you should realize that we're in the middle of a system that we've been using for the last couple of dapim. This particular form that you see four lines from the top of on Ayin Hey Omen Aleph is the third of a series of cases involving Rav Dimi coming and telling us something. The series marking, in other words, every geometric form that you see in our marking system represents something of a series nature. We've mentioned in the past, but again for first timers, realize that there's nothing inherently significant in any one form. Their simple role is to create a sense of series or repetition. We continue in the Gemara text, Ki osa ravdimi amar Rabbi Yochanan, b'sha'a shelivyoson ro'ev. When the Livyoson, who has been the topic of the last few passages, the Livyoson, some kind of wondrous, gigantic sea creature, when it is hungry, motzi hevel mipiv, it emits heat from its mouth, umarsiach kol meimos shebemetzula, and boils up all the waters of the depths, shenemar yarsiach kesir metzula. Once again, we see a posuk coming from Iov, Perek Mem Aleph, and as we've mentioned, and as the Rashbam as well mentioned, the psukim and these passages are being brought in to explain the psukim of Iov. So the posuk indicates Yarsiach Kesir Metzula, there will be boiled up the depths like a pot. V'ilmole machnis roishoi legan Eden, and if not for the fact that this Livyoson sticks its head into Gan Eden, ein kol brio yecholu lamod berecho, no creature could withstand the stench. Shenemar yam yosim ka merkocho. Merkocho are spices. U'b'sha shetzomei, And when it, the Livyosan, becomes thirsty, Oise Tlomim Tlomim Bayam, there it forms furrows in the sea. Shenemar Achrov Yo'ir Nosiv. Nosiv is a reference to pathways or furrows. Omar Rav Acho Bar Yankiv, Ein Tahoim Choyzer Le'esono Ad Shivim Shona. The depths are not restored to their original state until the passage of 70 years. Shenemar Yachshoiv Tahoim Le'seva. The Ein Seva Pusa Mishivim. The expression Seva, the Torah uses the word Mitnei Seva Takum, that one should rise in respect of elders. So Seva is a reference to 70 years. As we continue in the Gemara, we now see a standard double underline. This features, and our structural note on the side shows Mivne, the double underline, Rabo, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. And as you scan down the page, you'll notice these names appearing again and again. We also have this other geometric form and its first appearance on these pages, on these two facing pages. This is the first appearance we have here, and you notice it surrounds Osid HaKodesh Baruch Hu. And once again, as you scan down the page, you'll notice this happening again and again. We've employed the circle to bring out the expressions Seuda and Sukkah L'Tzadikim. These are two phenomena that will be accompanying the stories concerning the Livyosan. The first one referring to a meal, a feast, the Seuda, using the flesh, the meat of the Livyosan. And that you can see even when you just glance into the text, you see the circled Seuda and you see a slashed underline under the expression Mibsoro Shalivyosan. And likewise, as you scan down the page and trying to spot the next circle, you see Sukkah, and you see also a slashed underline, Me'oiroi Shel Livyosan, a Sukkah for Tzadikim from the skins of the Livyosan. The topic heading that we've written in here, the Nose, He'atid Shel Livyosan, what's going to be with the Livyosan in the future? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yaseh Mimenu Seuda V'Sukkah L'Tzadikim. This we've already explained via the markings, and what we've just demonstrated, that which one can do with words, one can also do with markings. By just glancing at the page, catching a few phrases as they jump off the page in the markings, you can already get a feeling of what's going to be happening. Of course, if you're a first-time user, what we've just said requires a little bit of experience with the marking system. Let's continue in the Gemara. Amar Rabo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasois Seuda L'Tzadikim Mibesoro Shel Livyosan. In the future, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to make a meal of the meat of the Livyosan, Shenemar Yichru Olav Chaborim. V'ein Kora Elo Seuda. The expression or the root word Chof Reish Hei is a reference to a meal. Shenemar Vayichre Lohem Keiro G'dolo Vayochlu Vayishtu. V'ein Chaborim Elo Talmidei Chachomim. In this particular Gemara and this Pasuk, the word Chaborim is a reference to scholars. Shenemar Hayosheves Baganim Chaverim Makshivim Lekolech Hashmi'eni. That Pasuk in Shir HaShirim is a reference to the Talmidei Chachomim. Vashar, and those who are not Talmidei Chachomim, Mechalkin Oisoi V'oisin Boi Schoira. In other words, the more accurately, the expression the Shar meaning a reference to that which is left over from the meal of the Talmidei Chachomim in the future. The rest will be Mechalkin Oso, will be divided out. The Oisin Boi Schoira B'Shuki Yerushalayim, and they'll do commerce with this. In other words, buying and selling will take place with the leftovers. Shnemar the Pusuk in the same context, Pusuk from Eov Mem, Pusuk Lamed, and if you follow the Pusuk citations, you'll notice the connection between the different points. We had a few lines up, also a citation from Perek Mem Pusuk Lamed. That was a reference to the meal. Here we're referring to that which is left over after the meal, what's going to be. So we said they're going to sell, buy, and they're going to conduct commerce with this meat. And how do you see that in this Pusuk where we just read Yechzu Bein Kananim? The Ein Kananim Elatagorim. The expression Kanan is a reference to merchants. Shenemar Kanan Biodo Moizne Mirmo Lashok Ohev. For our purposes, you see in this Pusuk Kanan and you see Mozne, scales. Scales are characteristic of people involved in merchandising. Viboy Seimo Mehocha. And from it's an alternative source that from which you see Kanan as a reference to merchant. Asher Sochareo Sorim, Kinaneho Nichbode Oretz. Sochareo in the context of Kanan, hence serves as an illustration that Kanan is associated with commerce. V'yomar Rabo Am Rav Yochanan, Oser HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasu Suka LeTzadikim Me'oro Shel Levyosan. In the future, the Kadosh Baruch Hu will make a sukkah booth for the pious, for the righteous, from the skins of the Levyosan. We saw just before the meat of the Levyosan serving as a suda for the tzaddikim. The skins will be used to make an enclosure for tzaddikim. Shenemar hasimale besukois oiroi. And again, the oro is a pronoun, its skin, but who is it referring to? It's referring to the Levyosan that we've been referring to already in Eov Perek Mem. As you can see, this pasuk comes from there. Continuing in the Gemara, you've noticed a number of expressions underlined, Zocha and Lo Zocha. The next few lines, as you scan down, this will be a reference to different levels of tzaddikim. So that if a person is of the highest level, Zocha Oisin Loi Suka, he'll have the benefit of the or of the Levyosan made for him into a sukkah. Lo zocha, if he is not as meritorious, then oisin lo tzoltzal. Shenema uvetzoltzal dogim roshoi. The tzoltzal is a canopy. Canopy being that which overshadows without walls. That's why it's considered less than a sukkah. Zocha, oisin lo tzoltzal. Well, if he has this amount of merit to get, he'll get a tzaltzal made from a canopy. However, on the lower level, if he's not as meritorious as that, lo zocha oisin lo arnak, he'll receive a necklace. Shenemar vanokim legagar oisecha, zocha oisin lo arnak, lo zocha. However, if he's not as meritorious as that, oisin lo kemea, he'll benefit from the oroshel levyosan as to receiving an amulet. An amulet is something less than a necklace. It's something that's hung onto a necklace. Shenemar vatikshirenu lenaroisecha. Also from Eov Perek Mem, the Rashbam explained tikshirenu is tied. That's the custom, is one ties an amulet to something that holds it. Vashar, the rest of the skin, porso gashbrochu alchumus yushalayim, will be spread out over the walls of Jerusalem. Vizivo mavhik misofo lamatsofo. And its glow, its radiance, will radiate from one end of the world to the other. Shenemar v'ochu goyim lo'urech u'malachim l'noga zarchech. That the people of the world will be able to navigate using the light of this Or Shel Levyosan. Of course, the meaning of these passages is much, much deeper than the simple translation. The Gemara continues citing a posuk from Sefer Yeshaya. The marking Gemaras that we're all using features topic headings that you find on the side of the Gemara when a new passage arrives. In this case, we have a Nosei heading, La'osid yu avonim yikorim Gedolim Bishara Yerushalayim. In the future, we're going to have very precious, large, precious stones in the gates of Yerushalayim. The pasuk says, "V'samti kadkoid shim shosayich." Shim shosayich is a reference to walls. Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni, pliki trei malochi berakia. There are two angels in the heavens that are arguing concerning from what material will the walls of Yerushalayim be constructed. And who are the two angels? Gabriel and Michael. The Amri law, another version, trei amaroi b'marova. There's an argument between two scholars in Eretz Yisrael. Maninu, who are they? Yehuda v'Chizkiya b'nei Rabbi Chiya, the two sons of Rabbi Chiya, arguing concerning this topic, namely, of what material will the walls of Yerushalayim be constructed? Chad Amar Shoyham v'Chad Amar Yashvei. These are two types of precious stones. Amar l'Kadosh Baruch Hu, Levei Kedain u'Chedain. Let it be made of both, namely, of both opinions, what both stones that both opinions represent. The Rashbam, Kedain u'Kedain, you'll find the Rashbam in the upper third of the page. Kedivrei ze u'Kedivrei ze, v'hainu kadkod. That's what the expression kadkod in the Pasuk was referring to, as an abbreviated form of Kedain u'Kedain. Mi shoyham v'yashve tivne. Rashbam adds something interesting. V'yafalpi shem mikro ze kodam l'vnei Rabbi Chiya tuva. Even though the Pasuk was cited by the Navi years before the sons of Rabbi Chiya were ever born, yesh lomar she kach nisnabe Yeshaya she kedivrei kol ha-meforshim asida li'ibonos. That the Kedain u'Kedain, even though Yeshaya said that Pasuk, and Kedain, like Chizkiya, and Yehuda, the sons of Rabbi Chiya, who were never born. Nevertheless, this was said prophetically. Continuing in the Gemara, Amar Luhu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we read this already, Levei Kedain u'Kedain. The Pasuk goes on to say, U'sharayach li'avnei ekdoch. We'll have to explain this as we go on in the Gemara. At this point, you notice in the space between the Rashi and the Gemara text, a long marking starting with an encircled word, Maisa, namely an incident. The incident is going to last in the lines of the Gemara as long as you see this vertical dashed line opposite it. Kiha de Yosef Rabbi Yochanan v'kodorish. Rabbi Yochanan was sitting and expounding on Psukim. Also the Kodesh Baruch Hu Lehovi Avonim Toivois Umargolios. In the future the Kodesh Baruch Hu will bring precious stones and pearls, Shehem Shloishim al Shloishim, that have these dimensions, 30 by 30. V'chokek Bohen Eser, 30 by 30 amma size precious stones, and will carve out chokek bohen. That's the Rashbam explains the idea ekdoch, loshen kodeach, loshen of hollowing out, of carving out, drilling out a hole, chokek bo eser al esrim, a hole in the stones that had measured 30 by 30, the opening will measure 10 across, 20 height. Umamidom b'shari Yerushalayim. And these 20 amma high stones will be in the gates of Yerushalayim. We'll have to come back to these dimensions a little bit later. The Gemara later on will ask, but the gates of Yerushalayim measure a height of 100 amas, not 20 amas. We'll leave that for a little later. The story continues. Ligleg alav oisoi talmid. The Talmud that jeered, snickered at this drosha. And what did he say? Hashta kebiasa detzitzla lo mashkechinan. Kulei ay mashkechinan. Precious stones the size of a bird's egg you don't find. In other words, if you open up your Guinness Book of World Records and find the largest diamond, you'll discover it's not very large. Its dimensions would be resemble the size of a bird's egg, and that's considered massive. Kulei hai mashkechinon, so big, you're talking about 30 by 30 amma precious stones you're going to find. Okay, this continues. Liyomim hifligo sfinoso bayam. One day, the Oso Talmud, that particular Talmud, that student that jeered Rabbi Yochanan Rosha, he found himself on the high seas. Choza malachi hashores diasvi v'kominsiri avonim toivos u'magolios sheim shloishim al shloishim v'chokuk bohen eser barum esrim. He saw malachi hashores sitting there and sawing away, carving out stones whose outer dimensions were 30 by 30 amas, and drilling therein openings 10 by 20. Omar Luhu, the Talmud asks them, Hani Laman, what are these for? Omar Amrule, She'osarosh Baruch Hu L'aminam B'shari Yishalayim. They're going to be placed in the gateways to Jerusalem. Also the Kamid Rabbi Yochanan, the Talmud came back to Rabbi Yochanan, Omar Le, and the Yosef Talmud said, Drosh Rabbi, L'cha Noel Drosh. You should continue expounding as you did on the Psukim. It's fitting for you to darshan. Kasher Amarta Kain Roisi, as you said, I saw. Omar Lo, Rabbi Yochanan responds. Reka, empty one. Il mole roisa lo hemanta. And if you would not have seen it, you wouldn't have believed it. Malaglegal divrei chachomimata. You are a ridiculer of the words of sages. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan before was looking at a pasuk, was darshaning the psukim, and this Talmud was skeptical. What cured him of his skepticism? Because he saw it. But to rely with faith on the words of a sage, that he wasn't willing to do. Nosan Einov Bo, Rabbi Yochanan gave him the rabbinic look. Vinase Gal Shel Atzamos, and the Talmud turned into a heap of bones. Gemara asks, Meisvei. The gist of the question will concern the issue of the dimensions of the gateways of Yerushalayim. In the marking system, you'll notice from time to time, sections of Gemara could be anywhere from one or two words to a few lines, to many lines, that appear in a frame marking. Here, the frame is about three lines long. Those sections of Gemara that you find in frames are in fact Tanaic passages, either Brisis or Mishnayos or the like. Meisvei, the pasuk says, "V'oylech eschem koymemius." I will have you walk erect. Rabbi Meir Oimer, Mosayim Amo, the height that is featured in the pasuk is 200 amas of height. We in the future will be twice as tall as Odom Harishon was. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Meo Amo, Keneged Hechal Uksolov. The height featured in this pasuk, where it says, Va'olech Oshem Kamus, will be a height of 100 amas, which corresponds to the height of the Hechal Uksolov and its walls. Shenemar, Asher Bonenu Kinetiim Megudolim Binureim Binoisenu Kizovios Mechutavos Tavnis Heichal. So we see in this pasuk a reference to the future. The children of the future will be like the form with the dimensions of the Heichal. If that's the case, what's the question over here? So let's use our marking system to quickly spot the question. In this case, let's focus on our dashed underline. What does one see over here? One sees over here a hechal featured with a height of 100 amas. We spoke previously about Beis HaMikdash heights, gateway heights, entrance heights, and what was the number we saw there? We saw something much less. We saw Esrim Amo. Twenty 20 amas, considerably less than 100. The Gemara continues with an answer. Ki komer Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan's drasha before concerning openings in the stones with 20 amah heights, lekavi de bezika. These weren't a reference to the gates themselves, but rather for windows made for ventilation windows. So that in the walls of Yerushalayim, there will be ventilation windows with this height, 20 amas. The Amar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, also the Kodesh Baruch Hu lasois sheva chupos ol tzadik v'tzadik. That in the future, Kodesh Baruch Hu will make 7 canopies for each tzadik. Shenemar, uvora Hashem al kol mechoin ar tzion, v'al mikroya, anan yoimom v'oshan v'noiga eish lehava lailo ki al kol kavoid chupa. As far as the literal numbering is concerned, we recommend you're glancing at the Rashbam, who demonstrates how you see 7 in this particular pasuk. For our purposes, though, we continue in the Gemara. Melamed shekol echad ve'echad oisei l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu chupa lefi kavoidoi. The Gemara asks, Ashan b'chupa lama? In this pasuk, we notice the word Ashan. What is Ashan doing? What is smoke doing in a canopy? The word chupa, by the way, is most often associated with marriage canopies. So if you view the canopy as something representing something joyous, so what's smoke doing there? Omar b'chanina, shekol mi she'eina b'soros b'tanim v'chachamim, b'olam hazeh, those people who in this world deal miserly with Talmidei Chachamim. Mismalois einov osham lo'olam haba. Their eyes, those people who are, as I say, deal miserly with Talmidei Chachamim, and Olam Hazeh will be full of smoke. Their eyes will be smoked in Olam Haba. The Eish b'chupa lama. Another one of the elements that was featured in the pasuk with the 7 canopies. What's fire doing there? Amar Rabbi Chanina, malamed shekol echad ve'echad nichve mechupasu shechavero. That everyone will have a sense of being, we use in the colloquial English, will be burnt. He was burnt. What does that mean? It's a sense of loss or of jealousy. That each one, when looking at his friend, We'll have a sense of, why couldn't I do that? Why couldn't I accomplish that? Oy la le'oisa busha, oy la le'oisa klima. The expression, you can see, oy, is featured in a marking that is explained on the side. Oy la le'oisa busha, namely, expressions of woe that each one is going to experience in Olam Haba. Of course, the best piece of advice in order to avoid that is try to accomplish, each one of us should try to accomplish as much as we can in Olam Hazeh while we still have the time and the strength to do things. And of course, in the context of Shiurim, of Daf Yomi, there could be nothing better than accumulating expertise in more and more and more dapim of Gemara every day, as much as one can possibly do. Continuing in the Gemara, Kayotze Badover Ata Omer, Venosata Mehodcha Olav. The mem in the word Mehodcha, that you will give from your glory unto him, the mem indicates partial, min, fraction of. Velo Kol Hoidcha. The Pasuk here is a reference to the transition from Moshe, from the leadership of Moshe Rabbeinu, to Yoshua. Zekenim Shiva'oisu Hador Omru. The elders of that generation that had seen Moshe and Yoshua, they said, Pene Moshe Kipene Chama, Pene Yoshua Kipene Levona. That the seeming disparity or difference between Moshe and Yeshua can be described as the difference between the light of the sun and the light of the moon. Oy la la oisa busha, oy la la oisa klima. The Rashbam, a few lines up from here, says, "Oy la la oisa busha shebezman muat nismayit hakovod kol kach." That in such a small fraction of time, the glory level, the level of glory, descended so much. Shari Yeshua, hoya Novi u'melech k'moshe. Yeshua also had characteristics; he certainly had titles similar to Moshe. V'lo yochol nagil l'kvodel. And even so, he wasn't able to achieve the glory of Moshe, his teacher. Amar Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, Eser Chupois, also HaKadosh Baruch Hu, La'odom HaRishon Began Eden. Shinemar, we're going to bring a pasuk to illustrate that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu made 10 canopies for, 10 marriage canopies for Odom HaRishon in Gan Eden. Shenemar, and we cite a pasuk that comes from Yecheskel, and the pasuk itself is a reference to Chiram, the king of Tzor. Chiram was a character that was problematic. The pasuk, as far as the Gemara is concerned, is fractional. So what we're going to do is we'll start the reading in the text of the Gemara, and immediately glance to the inside margin where the rest of the pasuk is found. Shenemar, Be'eden Gan Elokim Hoyisa, Kol Even Yikora Nisuchosecha Odem Pitita V'Yahalom Tarshish Shoam V'Yoshvei Sapir Novach Uvarkas V'Zov Meleches Tupecha Unikovecha Boch B'Yom Hiboracha Koinonu. The reason it's significant to have read the whole pasuk in this case is because the continuation of the pasuk will be the subject of the drashas of the Gemara as we go on. In this pasuk, there were 10 precious stones that were enumerated. Hence, you have a reference to the 10 chupos that the Gemara made reference to. Marzutra Omar, Achas Esrei. That you have to add one, Shenemar Kol Even Yikora. At the beginning of the list, that expression was found, accounting for one more. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, V'garua Shebekulan, or to appreciate the wealth described here, the least of them, Zahav, was gold. The Kochoshiv Le Lesof, Lebesof. Gold was found at the end of the list. And that was that's another benefit you see from having the pasuk written into your Gemara text, as you can see that on the side. My meleches tupecha unikovecha boch. We mentioned a moment ago that the pasuk was directed at Chiram Melech Tzor, whom we described as a problematic character. In fact, elsewhere the Gemara says that he was a very haughty individual. He considered himself to be a godlike figure. So, with that in mind, we see this phrase: "Meleches tupechon uvecho boch." Omar Yehuda, Omar Rav, Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu lechira melech tzor. Kodesh Baruch Hu addresses this particular king and says, "Becha nistakati ubarasi nekovim nekovim ba'adam." When I was creating my world, and in my world, I knew that in the future, you're going to come to rebel and make yourself into a godlike figure. So I preempted this in a certain sense, that by creating orifices in people, through those orifices, they're issue forth things like solid waste. The Rashbam explains that in the pasuk word tufecha, comes from the word tof. Tof in modern Hebrew is a reference to a drum, and also you find it in scriptural Hebrew as well. And a tof is by its nature is something hollow. It's a frame with a skin stretched over it, and within the structure of the drum is a hollow. Continuing in the Gemara, the Iko di Amri, Hochi Ko'omar. Another version of what the Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Hiram is B'cho nistakalti v'konasti miso al odom harishon. That I looked upon you in my creation, during creation, and I saw you and noticed you, and as a result of that, I created the phenomenon of death and burial in graves. The Rashbam explains that a grave is also a hollowing out of the ground, hence the word tupecha, as is found in the pasuk. My vial mikroeha. Take advantage of the markings. On the first line, we have in the space between the Gemara and the Rashi, we have an arrow indicating Omid Aleph. Flipping back or scrolling back to Ayin Hey Omid Aleph, you notice approximately a quarter of the way up from the bottom, an arrow, also to the left of the Gemara text, indicating Omid Beis. In Omid Aleph, we had a pasuk, and in that pasuk, you find the expression Vial Mikroeha. So the Gemara here is asking about the appearance of that expression, my vial mikroel. Amar Rabbah, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. And we noticed already on Amud Aleph the structural key indicating that these names, Rabbah, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, would be receiving the double underline. So he says as follows. And before we go on in the Gemara, we have on the side a note, Nosei Kloli, a general topic, Meimros Be'inyan Asido Shel Yerushalayim. Different comments concerning Jerusalem of the future. So here, Rabbi Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, Lo ki Yerushalayim Shalom Azeh, Yerushalayim Shalom Abba. The Yerushalayim of the future is not going to be like the Yerushalayim of today. Yerushalayim Shalom Azeh, Kol Roitze Lalois Oile. Anyone who wants to come can come. Shalom Abba, Ein Olin Eloha Mezumonin La. In the future, only those who are invited will be able to enter Yerushalayim. Shenemar v'al mikro'el. Mikro korah. Korah summoned. V'omar Rabbam Rabbi Yochanan. Asidin tzadikim shenikroim al shmosha kodesh baruch hu. In the future, tzadikim will bear the name of HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Shenemar kol hanikro b'shmi, all those who are called in my name, ulechvoidi borosiv, yetzativ afosisiv. Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Shloisha nikru al shmo shel Kodesh Baruch Hu. There are three that have in them the name of Hashem. V'elu hein, tzadikim u'moshiach v'yushalayim. The Gemara proceeds to demonstrate each one of these. And that you can see is featured by the squiggle underline and the numbering. Tzadikim ha'de amoran. We mentioned that just before. We had dashed underline 4 lines ago, Hanikra Bishmi, a reference to Tzadikim that will possess the name of Hashem. Moshiach, Dichtiv, Vezesh Shmoi Asher Yikraoi, Hashem Tzidkenu. This is this posuk is a reference to the Moshiach, that he will bear the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, when we talk about name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is a very, very spiritual topic. And it's suffice it to say, for the moment, that names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are a reference to characteristics of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is characterized by many, many different names. Even one who is even superficially familiar with the davening or the psukim notice names like Kael or Adnus name, or Elohim, or Shakai, or Tzevokos, and there are many, many other examples. Each name represents a different characteristic of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Some a name like the Yudke Vovke name, reference to Kodesh Baruch Hu and his Midah of Rachamim, of compassion and mercy. The name Elohim, a reference to judgment. So in learning this Gemara, one understands that when these different elements possess the name of Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's a reflection of some type of characteristic. The Gemara continues, Yerushalayim, Dichtiv, Saviv Shmoino Eser Alef Vishem Hoir Miyom Hashem Shoma. Al Tikri Shoma Ela Shma. So you would read the Pasuk, a reference to Yerushalayim, as Vishem Hoir Miyom Hashem Shma. That's what the line just before would be saying, according to this rereading. That the name, the shame of the city, will be the shame of Hashem. Amar Rav Elazar, Asidim Tzadikim She'omrim Lifneim Kodesh Baruch Hu Lifneim Kadosh. In the future, the term Kadosh will be uttered in front of Tzadikim. Kederach She'omrim Lifnei HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Just like you find the term Kadosh said in the context of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, we have that in our Kedusha passage after the Shmon Esrei is recited, and the repetition of the Shmon Esrei, we have a Kedusha in which we say Kadosh, 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 Hashem, Tzevokos. So the Gemara is relating that the idea of Kadosh will be cited or recited in the presence of Tzadikim in the future. Shenemar v'yo ha-nishar b'tzion v'anosar b'yushalayim Kadosh ye'omer lo. V'yomar Rabbo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Oser HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Agbias Yerushalayim Shlosha Parsois L'mala. Shneimar. Now this Pasuk, in the words that precede what's printed in the Gemara, you'll find a reference to Yerushalayim. So, that in mind, V'romo V'yoshvo Tachtecho Tachtecho. Well, let's read that again. V'roma v'yoshva tachteha. Mai tachteha. Ki tachteha. Just like Yerushalayim of the world, the terrestrial Yerushalayim, there will be a Yerushalayim raised up. Umimai dahai tachteha tlosa parsi havya. How do you know that the tachteha is three parsa? In other words, we saw that the Yerushalayim of the future will be raised three parsa, which corresponds to the size of Yerushalayim of this world. How do you know the Yerushalayim of this world is three parsa? Omar Rabba, Omar Li Ahu Saba, Lididi Chazili Yerushalayim Komaisa. I saw the original Yerushalayim, Utlosa Parsi Havya, and that was its dimension. V'shemo toimar yesh tzar la'alois. Very nice that the Yerushalayim will be heavenly, but how do you get up there? You might say that there's an element of strain to get there. Tamal lomar, mi eile ke'ov te'ufena u'chayoinim el arubo sehem. The Pasuk describes those that will be able to fly up. In fact, I once saw a medrash that indicates that those people who are zoicha to be around in Eretz Yisrael at the time of the Le'osid Lavoi will have wings, will be granted wings, and that you could see referred to here in this pasuk. Amar Rav Papa Shma Mina Hai Eva. We see from here a cloud. Eva, cloud, Tlosa Parsi Midli, floats at a height of 3 parsa. 3 parsa, 12 kilometers above the surface. The word for cloud appeared in the Pasuk itself, 2 lines up, where it said, Ke'ov, a cloud. Amar Rabbi Hanina Bar Popa. Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Losei Ses Yerushalayim B'mida. You notice in the marking system we have an Aleph and then a Beis. This is to give a sense of connection between that which we'll see in a couple of lines in the following stages. First, the Kodesh Baruch Hu mentions his ideas, and then we see a response later of the Malachi Ashores. So here, Rav Popa tells us, Kodesh Baruch Hu intended to have Yerushalayim with boundaries. That's Losei Ses Yerushalayim B'mida, that Yerushalayim will be up till this point and no more. Shenemar v'omar ono atoholech v'yomer elai lamoid, to measure, es Yerushalayim lirois kama rachba v'kama orka. In other words, Yerushalayim having definitive boundaries. Omru malachei ha'shores v'kosh baruch hu ribonu sh'olam harbei krochim v'osa v'olamacha shel umois ha'olam. There are many cities that you created in this world that are owned, that are possessed by the goyim. Volono sato midas orkan umidas rachman. Paris, London, Houston, Sacramento, Los Angeles, they don't have boundaries that state up till this point yes and no more no. We know of municipal expansion in many different places. Yerushalayim sheshim chasecha u'migdoshcha besocha v'tzadigim besocha atano sein bo mida. Yerushalayim that contains your holy temple and there dwells therein tzadikim, righteous ones, that should be with boundaries. Upon hearing that, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Miyad, Fayomer Elov, Rutz Daber El Hanar Haloz Lemor, go quickly to the one who is going out to measure the boundaries and tell him, Prozos Teshev Yerushalayim, Meroiv Odom Ubehemo Besocha. Yerushalayim will eventually be without boundaries. It will be expanded because of the multitudes living therein. The next couple lines of Gemara have references to numbers and increase that are, as far as the simple reading of the Gemara, it seems to be quite veiled. It's according to the Rashbam, as opposed to the Tosfos, some of these are in fact gematrias. They're numbers that are conveyed in a gematria form. We have a note on the outside margin, the nosei, and before we even read the nosei, just let us just glance in the text. We notice in the outside margin of the Gemara, between the Gemara and the Rabbeinu Gershom, a nun that's circled and extends a number of lines with a dashed vertical line. This is a nekuda. It's a point, a long point. Now let's look at the nosei, the topic heading. Kolalnu benekuda aruka. We've included under one long point mispar meimros, a number of comments hamityachasois lagdolas Yerushalayim utchulasa that refer to the increase in size of Yerushalayim and its contents. Yerushalayim's contents, particularly buildings, marketplaces, and the like. The Gemara continues. Omer Reish Lakish, Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahoisif Al Yerushalayim Elef Tafaf Ginois Elef Kapal Migdolim. According to the Rashbam, the expression Tafaf, Kapal, these are gematrias, and the reference here is to an increase in the number of gardens, number of towers. Elef litsui, another one of these gematrias expressions. Bironios, possibly mansions, large houses. Elef ushne shilo, also one of these gematria expressions. Tutpuros, something, the structure seems to be smaller than bironios, according to the Rashbam. V'chol achas v'achas havya ketzipori b'shalvosa. And each one of these will be the size of tzipori in its days of peace. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yosi, ani ro'isi tzipori b'shalvosa. I saw tzipori in its time of peace. V'hoyu ba mea u'shmoinim elif Shvokim shel mochrei tzikei kedera. And in Tzipori, there were 180,000 markets of tzikei kedera salesmen. Tzikei kedera, a type of food. Whatever the case be, the spirit of this Gemara is one expressing extreme enlargement of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim of old having one size and possibly specific dimensions, but the Kodesh Baruch Hu was convinced, so to speak, as to not limit Yerushalayim, but allow it to expand and expand. V'hatzlois tzela el tzela shalosh u'shloshim pe'omim. The simple reading of the pasuk is a reference to the building of the Beis HaMikdash in Yechezkel's vision. However, the Rashbam points out the word pe'omim is an extra expression. My shalosh u'shloshim pe'omim. As a result of the presence of the word pe'omim, the Gemara feels there is something else to be darshaned. Amar Rabbi Levi, v'itema amar of papi, mishum Rabbi Yeshua de Sichni. Im shalosh Yerushalayim heim, if in the future there will be three Jerusalems, kol achas v'achas yesh bo shloshim medurim lemala. Each one of them will have apartment buildings with 30 floors. Im shloshim Yerushalayim heim, and if the Shalosh u'shloshim in the pasuk is a reference to 30. The shloshim reference to the number of Yerushalayims. Kol achas v'achas yesh bo shlosha madurim lamala. And each one of them will have apartments, each one three floors. At this point, the agadic section that we've been involved with comes to a close, and we go back to the topic of the perek, namely acquisition of a boat. On the outside margin, we notice the nosei, the topic heading, Machlokas Rav u'Shmuel, be'eze kinyan koinim svina, through which method of kinyan, of acquisition, does one acquire a boat? As one may be familiar, different items have different means of acquisition. Landed property has its means of acquisition. Portables have their means. Animals have their means. And even within the realm of animals, there are different kinds of animals, and they have, there's large animals and small animals. Behemadaka, behemagasa. Behemagasa being large animals, behemadaka being small animals. What about acquisition of a boat? Itmar, Sfino, Rav, Omar, Kivon, Shemoshach, Kol Shehu, Kona, by drawing on the boat any amount, a minuscule amount, thereby one in effect acquires. Ushmul amar lo kona ad sheyimshoch es kula. That one doesn't acquire until he draws the boat its entire length. We now encounter a new geometric form, the triangle. We have not seen a triangle on this page yet. What does it represent? So let's take advantage of the structural note on the outside margin, the mivne. You notice a triangle there. Nisyonis loimar attempts to suggest, to say, the machloikis Rav u'Shmuel ave machloikis tanoim. And that the controversy between Rav and Shmuel parallels a Tanaic controversy. In the Gemara text, you'll notice diamonds that appear. Those diamonds are highlighting the tanoim that are party to this attempt. The Gemara continues. Lema ketanoi. Immediately we see at the beginning of the Tanaic source, which is found in a frame, in our marking system, we've noted that frame sections are of a Tanaic nature. We also see here the use of brackets. Often we attempt to explain the use of the brackets with a comment on the one of the margins, and in this case you notice the asterisk drawing your attention to the inside margin. Tam lesograyim, the reason for these brackets. Hanisayon lomar ketanoi, the attempt to say that the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, who were Amoroyim, parallels a machlokas Tanoyim, mevusas al ha-seifa. It's based on that which appears at the end of the source. Machlokas ha-Tanoyim be'inyan mishicha. The machlokas Tanoyim concerning the method of acquisition known as mishicha, of drawing something. The source begins. We can read the source now straight through and not have to skip anything, because we're aware that what we're looking for is featured in the Seifa section. The source is dealing with the acquisition of animals. Ketzad b'mesira. How is the mesira method of acquisition accomplished? In order to appreciate what we're going to read a little bit more, we recommend you're turning to the Pirush Chai, a book of illustrations authored by Rav Chaim Porush, which we've been using along with Maseches Bava Basra. In this case, it's advisable to look at illustration 626. You see featured there an animal with different appurtenances. How is the Masira method of acquisition accomplished? It's also noteworthy that the significance, the halachic significance of a kinyan is that once a kinyan is performed, the parties to the kinyan, the mocher, the lokeach, can no longer back out. It seals the deal. So the Gemara says in the source, Ketza b'mesira, Ochza b'talfa, if the buyer grabs, takes hold of its of the animal's leg, b'saira, its hair, b'ukaf she'olel, holds its saddle, b'shlif she'olel. The shlif, you can see in illustration 627, type of bundle on the animal. B'frumbio shebefia, this you can see in 626 at the letter Dalid. B'zug shebetzavora, or the bell around its neck. Kona, that affects a kinyan. Ketzad b'meshicha. The reason for different kinyonim is because you're dealing with different types of animals. A large animal is acquired through mesira. This is brought out by the Rashbam, who makes reference to Mishnayos that are found in Maseches Kiddushin. Meshicha used for small animals. So how is the Meshicha kinyan accomplished? Notice we have a diamond here, Tana Kama, Tuf Kuf, written in. The first opinion, and in this Tanaic controversy, how is Meshicha accomplished? Kore law, the buyer calls the animal, Vihi ba'a, and it comes. O Shehikisha b'makel, or he hits it with a stick. V'rotzasa, and it runs, Lifonov, in front of him. Kevon Sha'okra Yad v'ragel, Kona, at the point that the animal picks up a front leg, a yad, front leg, and a regular hind leg, that's the acquisition. How much did the animal move? Practically nothing. Just picked up its front leg and hind leg, and that affects the acquisition. Rabbi Chiyo ve'amrilo Rav Acha, another version is Rabbi Acha, Omer ad shetalech moloi koimosa, until the animal walks its entire length. That's the end of the source. How does this have anything to do with Rav and Shmuel? We see as follows. Lema Rav. What was Rav's opinion? He said that when drawing the boat, if you draw it, even a kolshu, a minuscular amount, that thereby a kinyan is affected. So he would seem to parallel the Omar Ketana Kama. He seems to follow the first version in the Meshicha controversy. Ushmuel, who said the boat must be drawn its full length, the Omar Rabbi Acha, he would seem to parallel Rabbi Acha, who said quite explicitly that the animal is acquired only at the point that the animal walks its entire length. At this point, we see the end of a question. The question was, can we say that the Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, is the subject of a Tanaic controversy? Omar Loch Rav. Rav responds, and later Shmuel will respond. You can see that by the squiggle underline here and a few lines later. Also, you'll notice in the space between the Gemara and the Rashi, a Dalit. It's a long dechia, a long rejection. In other words, we try to suggest that they, Rav and Shmuel, are a machlokas tanoim. We reject that proposition. In fact, it's not a comfortable situation for any Amora to have his opinion be the subject of Taneiah controversy. An Amora would like to feel that his opinion, the Amora's opinion, fits into all the Tanoim that preceded him. And that's what we're going to see now. Amar Loch Rav. Rav, in defending his position, Ano di Amri Afilu L'Rabbi Acha. My opinion, and what was Rav's opinion? So using the markings, you can scan right back, see Rav, and you see immediately he said Kol Shehu. My Kol Shehu opinion fits in even with Rabbi Acha. Rabbi Acha spoke about the animal and Malo Komasa, Ad Kan Lo Koma Rabbi Acha Elo Bebalei Chayim. Rabbi Acha's insistence upon the animal moving its entire length, that's true in the case of animals. The Afalgav de Okro Yad Veregel, even though the animal may have lifted up its front leg and hind leg, that's not enough for me, would say Rabbi Acha. Beduchta Kaimo, it's still in its place, it hasn't moved anywhere. Lifting up a leg doesn't indicate any locomotion. Aval Sfina, Kevon de Noda Ba Porta, Noda La Kula. In the case of a boat, let's say the front section of the boat moved. Well, the whole boat moved. Just by a little movement of the boat, the whole thing moved. So therefore, it's sufficient to have a koshu, a little amount of boat movement that has great significance. Ushmuel Omar, Ano di Amri Afilu Ketana Kama. I, Shmuel, whose opinion was that in the case of the boat, it's not acquired until the whole boat is actually moved. I can fit into the Tanakama in the case of Meshicha. The Tanakama in the case of Meshicha said it's sufficient for it to raise, for the animal to raise front one front leg, one hind leg, and there that completes the kinyan. Ad kan lo kamar Tanakama elo bebalei chayim. The Tanakama's allowance for such a small amount of action, that's true in the case of animals. The kivon de me'akro yad v'regel. Once an animal picks up its front and hind legs, what's the animal going to do? It's inevitable. Idoch le'me'aker kaima. The rest of the legs, the rest is destined to move as well, and hence walk. It's an inevitability when you're dealing with an animal. Avol sfina. With the case of a boat, e moshich lo kula in, e lo lo. In the case of a boat, if you take the initiative in having it move, only then will it move. So therefore, we insist on something significant because you have to take the initiative. It's not a function of an inevitability, as opposed to the animal, which even a minor motion already constitutes its complete movement. Before we conclude our shiur, let us just note that we'll be concluding in the middle of a series. As you can see by the next triangle, the Gemara will attempt once again to set up the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel as a Machlokas Tanoim. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.